there. So if you have listened now to the meditation on how to set up your soul sanctuary, you can apply those lessons to doing a shamanic journey on your own. Now, typically, we're taught to enter into the shamanic journey, into non-ordinary reality, going through a passageway in the lower world. This could be a hole in the tree, hole in the ground, a body of water, following the roots, just working more deeply with very earthy elements. And the reason why this is where we are most likely quite guaranteed to find compassionate beings. Another place where we will find compassionate beings and guides are in the upper world, and we enter into the upper world by climbing a tree, climbing to the top of a mountain, going on the back of a bird, climbing a ladder into the clouds. Now, in the middle world, you have a mixture of beings, compassionate and not compassionate. The compassionate beings are the nature spirits. The reason why I work with the tree guide is because I've seen that my clients, based on their ego mind structure, their ways of processing pain and their coping defenses, they could be very lower self oriented. And that's different than the lower world. Lower self meaning more interested in staying split and not integrated versus higher self. And this would then be the ego mind, more interested in non-compassionate work, misaligned guidance. And as a result, not even able to receive all the guidance that these compassionate beings would offer. So by working with the tree guide, which is a compassionate being in the middle world, we are activating our own self-compassion. We are also nature beings, nature spirits, children of the earth. So it immediately activates and optimizes our own potential, as well as our connection to both the lower and the upper worlds, simultaneously challenging us to hold all of that in paradox, which is super important because it is the reason why the ego mind has trouble integrating and doing higher self activity. This paradox really messes us up, splits good and bad, success, failure, self and other, spirit and matter, and so on and so forth. So it's a key skill, a key understanding that helps with all the healing that comes through. So it's fine to still do the shamanic journey, going into the lower world first, upper world, or seeing wherever the guides take you and whatever guides show up. Do go in with a clear intention, with a clear understanding if you want to go into the lower upper world first. But also try what I've been teaching and suggesting, which is to work first and foremost with connecting to this tree and doing this deeper healing first, so that your sanctuary is as aligned and balanced as possible. Working with the elements, I do that as well. Maybe you have an intuitive sense also by looking at the grid, what is off, and just allowing the elements to first balance you as best as possible. In the third day, we are going to work with the fire element, and that's a very powerful one in getting the sanctuary as aligned as possible. But start with the tree and see how that goes. And then you can also explore, and especially if you have done shamanic journey on your own, just to go wherever your intuition leads you to go. And if you already have a good system of integration and bringing it all back to your true self, your core, your center, then all is good. For those of us who remain split and don't realize that's happening, doing the shamanic journey this way, going into the heart center and working with the soul sanctuary in the tree guides is the safest and the most effective way to make sure all your bases are covered.